Hey, it's Dave Fennoy here. You might know me as Lee Everett or any number of other video game voices. And I don't know how, but somehow I got hornswaggled into asking you guys to listen to this podcast. It's Game Fix Podcast. I mean, they really are nice guys, but, you know, they're not paying me anything.
Hello to all my friends at Game Fix. It's me, Mario. Woohoo!
I'm here to kick ass and listen to the Game Fix Podcast.
And you're listening to the Game Fix Podcast.
And you're listening to Game Fix.
It's Game Fix Podcast.
I like to tune into the Game Fix Show.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Let's go, Payday! Payday!
Hello, welcome to another edition of the Game Fix Podcast. I am Spanish.
And I am on the wrong side. You notice that?
Oh, yeah. It's okay. No, we're good.
I'm for Lane. Check out our website, gamefixshow.com.
What are you doing over there?
Weekly stream. Weekly stream or weekly recorded podcast.
We get a high five?
Right here. Yep,
this way.
If you're not, Facebook.com/GameFixShow.
Yes. I'm sorry. If you're listening to the audio version, obviously you can't see what we're doing. But generally when we do the live show, I'm on the left side, Verlaine's on the right side. But we tried something new and now we're opposite. It doesn't really matter. I don't really care. But yeah. So that's really all we're joking about. But okay. But we got a lot more jokes. So you're gonna have to wait. They don't. Yeah, there is so much that's going on this week. PlayStation 5 turns one. Oh, it's a little baby. Ooh, it's a baby. So that's cool. Happy birthday to the PS5. There's a lot of other stuff going on. Xbox, Microsoft is doing a bunch of stuff. We're gonna get into. Battlefield 2042 had a rough start.
Yeah,
to say the least. We will get into that.
I bet, because I was hyped for the game, but I didn't even realize it kind of like is out now.
This past weekend was the opening weekend, and we'll cover some of the stuff that was a little rough. So, but that's okay. We have Halo news. What?
I know.
Video game and series. We'll get into all of that coming up, but before we do that, we got to talk about what we've been gaming this week. Verlaine, what have you been gaming this week?
I'll start from like old to new.
Yeah.
I won't get too deep into WrestleMania 2000 on the Nintendo 64.
Look at this guy!
I set up all my systems, and I decided to play a wrestling game, and that's the first one I found.
Yep.
And dude, it's still like probably the best wrestling game I've played in like 20 years.
It's a great game.
Or more, since No Mercy. No Mercy is the best one still. Yeah. To this
100%.
Day. 100%. That game, the graphics, it doesn't matter. Right now, the graphics are just nostalgia.
Yeah.
But the gameplay is just so fucking simple, dude. Yeah. I've been playing Until You Fall, which is that VR game I was raving about, where it's kind of like Dead Cells, but VR. The further you get, like it's kind of like Dead Cells. It kind of like knows that you've done this before, so like you don't have to keep plowing through. Like the first couple levels aren't just dumb minions. Like it'll start you out with a level with one of the boss characters right away.
Okay,
they're not really the boss, but you know. So the farther that I'm getting, dude, I was fighting essentially three like tier one bosses at a time with two ninja sorcerers throwing shit at me. All at once, though, it was the craziest thing that I've ever done. It was so fun. It was just like, it wasn't, because at first, like every time I think I know what the game's doing, it's different. Like at first, I thought the slashing was not what it was.
Okay.
It's way better. And then it's like, it was one of those things that's kind of like started becoming like one at a time. Like first minion, you beat him, and then the other minion you go to and beat him, and maybe one will walk up at the same time. But dude, like five enemies fighting you at one time is crazy. It's just, it was awesome. The game's a workout, more of a workout than Beat Saber. It's so fun.
Wow.
You should at least try it. Yeah, it's
totally.
It's cool.
You know, now that I have the Oculus, maybe I could try it on that.
Yeah, I would love to play it with the Oculus because sometimes with that game you get turned around. Like every level, I have to keep peering under to see where I am. But with the Oculus, you wouldn't have to worry about
that. That's cool. That's cool.
I also keep going back to Streets of Rogue, and I'm now trying to get it so I can unlock the second level instead of starting at the first.
You know, I never got into that game as much as you guys did. Like you and Jack is what I'm saying. But like, it's good from what I've played. It was good.
Yeah, it's just. There's something about that game that I just love the random generation. It's still like one of those rogue type of games, but everybody has their own little abilities. And it's not even like, I don't even need to play co-op. Like it's one game that would be so awesome co-op, but I don't need to play it because I still have so much fun with it. Yes. And the graphics are just pixelated. It's just a good game. And then finally, just today, with Jack, we played the Halo Infinite beta.
Oh, you did?
Which is actually quite small. Wow,
so you got right into it already.
You know what? I happened to see the post right when you posted it, and I was like, "Oh no way!" So I immediately, dude, it's like 17 gigs. You'll be able to download it tonight, right after the show.
We'll see.
Oh yeah, I heard.
Okay, so, well, my internet is less than great. Let me just put it that way. But well, I'll figure something out. Yeah.
Needless to say, it is Halo. Okay. It's Halo, and there are small things that are good about it, like different, like you know, you still have the same, pretty much the same kind of grenades. You have some abilities. Now, mind you, I haven't played Halo 5, so this could be carrying over, and in that case, it sucks even more.
Yeah.
But there's like abilities like a grappling hook that you can use, and there's like a thing you could shoot out that kind of is like a, it'll scan the area in like a bubble, like if there's enemies or whatever. The pros to it is it's Halo, like. If you know Halo, if you ever played Halo, like I jumped in and played and I was getting like kills, lots of kills. So once you know Halo, you're good, but it's Halo. There's nothing different. Just like I had a problem with Splitgate. You know, it's you start with two weapons, always the machine gun and
like a sniper or a pistol. Oh, okay. A pistol.
Yeah. Gotcha. You get the pistol. So guess what? I'm running around with a pistol. If anyone who plays Halo runs around with a pistol, like it's the easiest gun to get kills with. Like it's so precise. But then it gets boring when you don't know, they're only giving you like one map because it's still a beta, but when you don't know like what all the weapons do until you pull the trigger and then you die and you may never ever get that weapon again. Like it kind of sucks.
Okay. All right.
But again, it's Halo. It runs. All I had to do is tweak the sensitivity a little bit. And I mean, it's great.
It's good.
It plays great. I mean, it's it's polished. It's a polished fucking game for a fucking beta.
Well, that's good because, like, obviously there's been a lot of hype about it. We've heard a lot about it. And it's just one of those, it's just one of those AAA games that you expect it to be.
Yeah.
You know,
but that's the thing. Everything about it, you already expect. So there is nothing else it can do. Like, it was the console selling game. So you can't get higher than that. You cannot get higher than being a game that will sell a console. Mario, Zelda, Halo. Not Gears.
Well, I mean, Spider-Man. To be fair, you know, Gears of War was a console selling game at one point. So, but Well, that's cool. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, I was on the road this past weekend, so I got on the Switch, played some Metroid Dread. Dude, it's fun. It really is. It's hard. But I like the, you know, kind of roughing it, trying to get through all these things. I mean, like I die a lot and that's okay, but it is, it's really cool. I'm starting to get a little bit more like as you go. Cause at first I was like, man, I feel like I'm just walking around trying to figure out how to get to this spot on the map. Right. Like it just, and then I realized, oh, I just need to do this or, oh, I just need to beat this person, you know? So like the more and more I get through it, I'm like, okay, now I'm like starting to like really learn how to play it. Like I just got the ability to, go invisible. So in case there's a couple of doorways that you can't go through unless you're invisible. There's like a camera there, so it sees you and it shuts the door. So like it's good. It's fun. I'm gonna at least keep playing it. It's awesome. Other than that, the game I got this past week on the PlayStation 5. Excuse me, I was gonna say Xbox on the PlayStation 5. Was the new Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy. This is, dude, this is the game that should have been Marvel's Avengers. without a doubt. You play.
I think I'll put it on.
It's awesome, man. You're playing as Star-Lord. You know, like he's the leader, obviously. And when you get in fights, obviously you have Groot, you got Rocket, you got Gamora, and Drax, and you're the leader. And what you do is you call out different things. So you tell Rocket to throw a bomb. You tell Drax to stab. You know what I mean?
So they're like your abilities.
Yeah. Your abilities are their abilities. So in a way, you're every character.
Right.
But like the dialogue is really funny. There was a really funny part. Actually, I talked to Jack about it, and Jack, you told me about it first, but I finally got to see it, and it's very funny. There's a scene where they're trying to Star-Lord's trying to get the morale up a little bit, and so he singles each one of them out and tells them like what's good about who they are, like Drax, you killed Thanos, or all these different all these things, and then right when he gets done with Rocket. Which Groot would be the last one. Groot then speaks up and says, "I am Groot." And he looks at him and points at him. He goes, "You are Groot." Like that was, and he didn't say anything else after that. So like, that was like his whole thing. It's the dialogue's very funny. It's very up to what you're used to it being the Guardians of the Galaxy. Obviously the voices are different. They look different. But it is very much what you're used to in the Guardians of the Galaxy. There is an ultimate move that you use. You click R1 and L1, and it's like a huddle up. And all of a sudden, as Star-Lord, you have like the cassette player in your hand, right? And you hold it up, and you're like, "Huddle up!" And then all the four of them come to your screen. And like are like we're like huddled up and then you have to come up. They're like, "Oh, this sucks, we can't do this," and then you either say, you know, like, "Forget these guys, we got this," or something like, you know, and then they'll either say something like, I feel really powerful," or something like that, and then you start fighting again, and then all of a sudden like music starts playing, and then it's just like it's a cool thing. Sometimes though, if you pick the wrong Star-Lord, he has Jack says he loves the huddle, see, but like if you hit like the wrong saying, that they'll be like, "I think we're worse than we were before," or something like that. so then your special move isn't as powerful, but like, man, the game is so super fun. I can't wait till you get to play that.
The way I saw it was I wanted the Avengers. I didn't remember which one of us bought it. So I went in and I got the Avengers, and I saw that, and I put it on anyways, knowing I wouldn't have enough room. But I wanted the Avengers because Spider-Man's about to come out, and I wanted to at least play through some of the campaign. And I forgot to tell you. And, dude, I'm going to just get rid of it because it's not – I can't even figure out how to start the new campaign.
Wait.
I can't.
Wait, which one?
In Avengers.
Oh, yeah.
The Hawkeye one. I can't figure it out.
It's not because it's not a good game.
The game is still fucking broken.
Yeah.
It's so broken right now, and they keep adding to it.
It's like, stop adding, fix it.
So for sure, dude. I'm gonna put that on.
Awesome. That's cool. So you guys, do yourself a favor, at least look it up, see if it's something that you'd be into. But it's pretty cool. Yeah, I gotta admit, it's pretty fun.
It has a licensed soundtrack.
Dude, the soundtrack is insane. It's insane. Like, there are so many good songs on there. I'm telling you, a lot of songs. And then there's this like fake band that Star-Lord was into that was called Star-Lord.
Oh, yeah.
And
I think their music is available.
Yeah.
For it's real, in like real life.
Oh, yeah, it is. And pretty much every track that they have is in the game. So like those tracks get mixed in and you're kind of like, what is this song? But it's like, you know, it's the hair metal type, you know, so you're like, all right, sweet. Yeah, this is good. They did really good. All the songs are very well picked. I was very impressed by that. That was something that was really cool. Even the intro screen. So when you have Star-Lord just kind of sitting there with the tape player, he's got and you hear the tape player, like you hear what's coming through, and like there'll be a song playing, and then about 20 seconds later, he'll hit the next track, And he'll hit the next. So you could just sit there and just listen to like how many different tracks are in it. But you can also, like, when you're on the Milano and you're on the ship, you can change the track. You can change it to wherever you want. So it's cool. It's really well done. It's rare. It's very smart. And I think they nailed it. I really do. This is, like I said, everything that we really hoped the Marvel's Avengers was going to be. But we finally got it in the form of the Guardians of the Galaxy. So, it's awesome. Dude, I can't wait for you to play it. I can't wait. It's awesome. It's great. It's great. Okay, so let's move on from that. So, but like I said before, PlayStation 5 turns 1 year old. Oh, I guess it was 3 days ago, right? 3 days ago, it turned 1 year old. So it's 1 year and 3 days old.
All right.
And I guess so is my console, because I got it on day one. So, it's pretty cool. They're saying that they have over 25 exclusives in development for the PlayStation 5. So a lot to look forward to moving forward as far as the PlayStation 5. Yay. That's good, right? Okay. Now, real quick, we mentioned, because you played it, Halo Infinite's multiplayer. It just dropped today. Kind of surprised everybody, right? Like, this was kind of a, wait, what?
So it did drop today? Because, yeah. Dude, I was playing guys who already have, like, all these cosmetics.
And been
playing, like, since the minute it stopped. Yep. And are like...
People are crazy. Yeah. I think 343 did it right. They kind of took a page out of the Nintendo, right? Like, just like, oh, by the way, it's out. What I mean? So it's cool. I'm glad they did.
Stress test, because no one can really sit and see like other reviews and take their time. It's like, might as well do it now.
No one else
got to do it beforehand.
Yeah. So, but just so you're aware, I know there has been people that are having trouble playing the game itself, PC and Xbox alike. To give you a little heads up, if you get to the point where you do download it, and for some reason it won't get into the game, the best thing is just to reset your console or your PC. Don't reset like Microsoft on your PC, reset the entire PC, and it should work once you get back. It might be some kind of update or something like that. Not everyone experiences that, but if that happens, boom, there's your little tip. So that way you could at least play that night and you know that it's going to work. So yes, I wanted to at least mention that. Yeah. But yeah, I guess the season one, Heroes of Reach, that's what they're coining as. Yeah, sure.
Oh, whatever.
Well, whatever.
I'm more interested to see if they make new enemies,
yeah,
and new weapons and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know.
Same shit. And it's all the vehicles are the same. On the four-wheeler, they added, you can shoot when you're driving it. There's like missiles, little burst missiles, but like, it's all the same vehicles, all the same weapons.
It's
like,
Halo.
Honestly, the map, I'm only going to play the big team if I play it, not the 4v4. Like I was telling Jack, 4v4, having it now, it's almost like it's like turn-based fighting when we're like, you know, we believe turn-based is just because they didn't have
the technology. Right.
Yeah. So it's saying with me, that's what I think about 4v4. They only did it because Halo and the whole team at Halo are all about how the game looks. So much so that they took out split screen because that hinders the graphics.
Right.
So 4v4 was something they just, people like that back then had to do. So for them to keep that, like, I guess it makes sense. Because
it's a nostalgic thing, too.
Give me a little, like, I don't need 12v12 or 4v4. Give me something in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, something that's, like, controllable, like, 4 is a controllable team, but sometimes you need someone to go and distract or just be that rogue.
Yeah.
4 people, you can't afford a person to do that.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you had like 6 or maybe even 5, you can still have a good team.
At least that extra one. Yeah.
Everybody has to be on 4.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I'm cool with that. I could see that.
But it's still cool. It's meant to be fast too. I mean, like the respawn is super fast, so it feels almost like there's more than just 4.
Well, that's good.
But yeah.
Okay. All right. It's
cool. Oh, and the adaptive stealth. That's all I want to say too, is turning invisible now in that game, completely invisible. It's sweet.
Cool. Yeah. Now, I'm actually looking forward to it. I'm going to play it tonight. I'm going to at least try.
Yeah. If you're good at Splitgate, you'll be good.
That's true. Yeah. It, just so everyone, no, I meant as far as downloading it. Just so everyone knows, I did move to a new house. My internet, where my PlayStation and Xbox is, isn't the greatest. So I'm still working out the kinks. But yeah, not that anyone really cares that much, but now you know what I'm talking about, at least. Other than that, let's stick with some Xbox news. Although this is Xbox news, but it's also a little bit Nintendo. Smash Brothers director Masahiro Sakurai, did I say it? Sakurai? I don't know how to say his name. They just bought an Xbox Series X. Okay, do we care? Do you care? I don't care.
I mean,
it was like big deal. Like, he tweeted it, and we're like, oh, okay, whatever.
But here's the thing, though. Like, yeah.
What does that mean?
Tweeted it, so it's actually, I think it's cool because, like, it's if anything, free publicity for Xbox to all the Nintendo diehards to be like, oh, hey, look, this is like one of our most popular games.
Yeah, yeah.
The creator of it is saying, kind of like, hey, I have enough faith in Xbox that I bought one.
Or are we going to get Smash Bros. On Xbox?
I think that's more of a Nintendo would have to decide that. Maybe. I don't think he would. But I mean, hey, if that's the case, then fucking hell yeah.
Maybe an Xbox All-Stars?
If that would be better. Yeah. If he was like going to make a game for Xbox.
Yeah, yeah.
But other than that, I mean, it could be like, remember back in the day, they were supposed to be kind of on the same side with the streaming. Like, Xbox was gonna help Nintendo with their streaming doing with the big games. Maybe it's a partnership, and it's kind of like he just wants to just do something like that and stir things up. But like, it's nothing but good for honestly Xbox. Like, nothing but good for Xbox that he tweeted that. It seems like stupid. Like, I don't give a shit. But there's like, people out there that are going to be like, oh my God, my hero and idol just bought an Xbox One X or Series X. I'm going to go buy one.
And this is what it's translated, obviously, but this is what he posted with it. He said, 1 year after its release, I finally bought it. It may be affected by Corona, but it will continue to be difficult to obtain game consoles. So, yeah, okay, thanks. Obviously, it's like broken English, you know, but yeah.
I wonder if it's really, really hard to get in Japan and really like.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really hard to get it in America, so I don't know. I would say yes, I'm sure.
Japan is actually there, I think, outselling all the other nations when it comes to getting the new Xbox.
Well, isn't that kind of just Xbox, not PlayStation?
That's what's also weird about this story is because, like, it's at the same time when you look at the sales, like, they are more dominant in Japan than they've ever been.
Yeah,
with this new console. Maybe it really is all about the power for them, because like PlayStation has been the most powerful until this moment.
Yeah,
and now all of a sudden tables have turned. Not really, because I'm sure everybody has a fucking PlayStation.
Yeah. All right. So more Xbox news. Apparently, just today, because, you know, obviously the big news was Halo, right? Oh, we got Halo today. Great, right? But there's probably better news than that, at least as far as you and I go. Maybe the listeners. Maybe you guys tell us if this is big. But, like, there is... apparently, Xbox has made 76 more games backwards compatible today. It's true.
Really?
Yes. I will. Let me. You want me to read a few of them?
A few that I. Okay. Just is Aliens on there? Colonial Marines?
No.
And is Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows?
I don't know. I'd have to keep looking. It's a lot. I mean, it's 76. So I'm like looking through. No, it doesn't look like it. I'm sorry.
That's the only games I need.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't hold your breath too much for that. But for me, I'm kind of excited because Max Payne 2, and Max Payne 3 are all backwards compatible now.
Oh, so that's cool. Sweet.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's sweet.
So I'll probably end up downloading that. because hell yeah, right?
Yeah.
Also, Mortal Kombat vs. DC Universe.
Oh, it is?
Yes, sir.
I got that game.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Awesome.
So we can at least be able to get into that, you know?
What about the arcade trilogy? Mortal Kombat.
It doesn't say anything about that. It just says Mortal Kombat. So I don't. What is that? It, like, because it says Mortal Kombat, and then Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe. I don't know. Is there a different? It's not like the first one, like the Sega.
It could be number nine. Number nine. It's number nine.
It would Mortal be nine. Kombat. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, that's awesome too.
Yeah. So
that's cool.
Let's see. What other games that were like? Oh, okay. Star Wars games. Let me list the Star Wars games. Starfighter Special Edition. Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, The Clone Wars,
yes,
and Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast.
Oh, wait, those are Xbox games.
Yes, these are Xbox
games. I have the disc for Episode 3, so boom. I can finish that on my Xbox
One. Oh, that's great. Awesome.
Nice.
Okay, so like these are good, right? That's cool.
Very cool.
There's a huge list. Gears of War 1, 2, 3, Judgment, Ultimate Edition. I know.
Those have been out.
Yeah.
Those have been backward compatible. Yeah, I have a couple of them.
Oh.
But hey, you know what? This is awesome. Phil Spencer, before Xbox Series X came out, said that they were going to pretty much everything was going to be backwards compatible.
Yeah, at some point.
It's not yet.
Yeah.
But he said this time it's just seriously like the flip of a switch.
Yeah.
So like I'm waiting for that to happen, but this is why Series X is like what you want. Oh, plus yeah, those aren't available on Series X, so these are probably all the way.
I'm guessing. Yeah.
So yeah, dude, this is why you get an Xbox over PlayStation.
Yeah, for these games. Like, yeah. Oh no, I get it. Games. I get it. No, it's cool. Like there's a huge list. Just kind of Google it and you go find it. But like there is a lot. There is a lot. The first Red Dead. That's cool.
Nice.
That was a cool game. Red Dead Revolver. It was very different compared to the new one, obviously. But it was a good one. It was like one of my favorite games. It's awesome. Yeah. Viva Pinata. Do you care? I don't care about that. Okay. Time Splitters. Oh, God, I can't wait. I don't know. Yeah, nothing else like kind of jumps out at me, but I'm sure everyone out there, you look at what is there. There's got to be something that you'd be into for sure. Lego Lord of the Rings. You hate Lego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it was like Return of the King or something, that'd be sweet.
That would be sweet.
I have that game.
Okay.
And Neo, The Matrix.
Is that No. Oh. Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Oh, I got that game. That's
sweet.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah. So, but that's cool. Like I said, that I would say for me, that's probably better news than Halo. But yeah, for sure. You know. So, but yeah, whatever. To each their own, as they say. Last thing, as far as Microsoft, I wouldn't say last thing, but as far as what we're going to talk about here. So Microsoft is giving away an oil painting. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Can you guess of what? You'll never guess, so don't guess.
All right.
It's an oil painting of The Rock's original Xbox reveal. Do you remember back in CES 2001, Dwayne The Rock Johnson was the one that introduced the new Xbox? I don't know if you remember that.
Not at all.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
I was a PlayStation guy.
No, I remember that just because I was a WWF guy at the time. WWF, yeah. Because I remember that. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. But, yeah, so it's just like a picture of The Rock in front of the console. That's really all it is. And they're giving it away. If you visit xboxvault.com, you could enter for that giveaway. I'm probably gonna enter it. I'm totally gonna enter that. I want that. I want it. Oh, I want it. You know what? I'll tell you what. If I get it, it's gonna go right behind me for the show. All right, cool. It'll be a mainstay. Yeah, yeah. So. So there you go. It's something stupid but funny. Funny all at the same time. So, all right. Let's jump to Jump Force because.
We know the
game is, it is what it is, right? Like if you're into Dragon Ball Z, if you're into all the like anime fighting games, then obviously Jump Force is for you. Jump Force is being delisted from digital storefronts. And then servers also to close. So yeah, obviously Jump Force had a rough go. But they said, our sincere thanks goes out to all the Jump Force players and fans for their support. But with all good things, they must come to an end. Jump Force availability through digital purchase in Americas will end on February 7th, 2022 at 5 p.m. Pacific time.
Is it just America?
I mean, that's what they say.
That it would make sense.
Yeah.
Because, like, outside of, like, three of those, everybody else, like, is kind of like, you really have to be into manga and stuff to know who they are. I like the whole idea of it because I know a couple of the characters. But when I tried it, just, like it was too long to get into action. You didn't just, like, there's a lot of those games. Like, I kind of like the fight style of the Shonen Jump games.
Where I can't play any anime games because of that. There's so much dialogue. There's so much. It's like, come on, let's just get into the game.
Yeah.
And it's so annoying. And I don't understand why people like that. Like, stop.
Yeah. Like, I play just the actual fighting part. Like, I'll just do multiplayer or just the arcade version. And it's fun. Like, I like that kind of style. Like, the Naruto games and shit. Like, those are cool games. But, like, the story, fuck the story. I don't even know. I don't remember names. Like, any of that shit. Like, I just think it's cool. But they kept, as the years went by, they kept adding more and more fucking story to where you're playing the game for an hour and haven't even been able to, like, fight anyone. And it's just retarded. And then Dragon Ball, Jesus Christ.
I know,
that
right?
Story's not even, what?
And then Death Note and City Hunter and all those. My Hero Academia.
I like Yu-Gi-Oh. Yu-Gi-Oh.
I'm with you on that. But yeah, so there you go. Bye-bye. Bye-bye to the Jump Force. You can actually read the entire article on our website. Mike got it up, so go check that out, gamefixshow.com. Oh, and speaking of, before I forget, I'm glad I reminded myself, this week's Retro Reboot, which will be out tomorrow around noon, 1 o'clock. This week, Mike will be reviewing Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3. In what is the first time he could remember a company making an update after listening to the fans. That's kind of a big deal, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's huge, because, like, that never happened before up until that point. So I'm looking forward to that review, on the website, gamefixshow.com. Go do that. All right. Let's do this. Battlefield 2042. Just came out this past weekend. And it's had some issues, they're calling it teething problems, you're a father, so you know what that means. I'm not, and I know what that means, so that's fair. There was server problems, a lot of server problems, not being able to get into games, and that kind of goes for a lot of online multiplayer games right at first, right? But you know, whatever, it's EA. It's just like another one of those things, right? The gunshots, there are videos of people playing. Dude, this guy has a sniper rifle that I watched, and he is like right on. He is like perfectly centered, and he emptied the clip and nothing. It went all around. It was like if a stormtrooper was playing. Like that, like it, all around it. I was like, that is ridiculous. So they're going to have to fix a little bit with that. And then let's not forget glitches, because, you know, as a show, we embrace the glitch. But there's a couple of glitches that I saw, one of which is one of the airboats, you know, like, you know, with the big fan in the back, and it's like flying through the air. Nice. Like, that's not supposed to happen. So, yeah, there's some growing pains with Battlefield 2042. Obviously, right now that I just described all this, you're probably like, no, I'm not getting that. But are you eventually going to get that?
Eventually? I think I would. Okay. Like, even with Battlefield 4, I jumped on a little later. But with Battlefield Hardline, I was on there. But
oh, that's
that kind of like... They didn't have a lot of problems. That game kind of worked right from the get-go. And I could see them having problems because, like, especially if they're going back to what it used to be, from having what, two straight games of pretty much the same, just a reskin.
Yeah.
I mean, but whatever, they should have had a better stress test. I mean, they only had the beta open for like a weekend and then didn't give a lot of people time to play it. I played a little bit of it and it didn't even seem like it wasn't worth playing the beta because they didn't give you anything. Any of the cool shit that you saw in the commercial, like the wingsuit and shit, like you didn't get that. You got a feel for how the controls worked, which were sweet. You could attach things like on the go, like have a bunch of attachments and shit. But you didn't get to do a lot of cool shit and I was kind of bored with it. I'll wait.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Whatevs, man.
Whatevs, man. I figured you were going to say that. It's funny. Yeah. There. Yeah. It is what it is. All right. Boba Fett. I know you're a fan of the character, correct? I believe.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Star Wars.
Okay, all right. Well, there's that at least. And no, I'm not talking about the new series either. Boba Fett will be in a video game in December. Can you guess which one it is?
Jedi Fallen
2? Nope. It's not a Star Wars game.
Oh, it's a Fortnite.
Nailed it.
Was he in? No, he wasn't in Fortnite.
No, he was not. I think it was only like the new, like Rey and
Poe.
Of course, I think Poe was in it. Yeah, but yeah. So there you go. I know you're looking forward to that. obviously, it's money. Well in lieu of the. The new show, The Book of Boba Fett, obviously that's what it's all about. So it's really all the only reason why it's there is because it's promoting the series. So but yeah, that that series actually premieres December 29th of this year. So yeah, like right at the end of the year we'll get to that. I don't know, I'm not as psyched about this one as I was about The Mandalorian. I don't know. I'll have to see it.
Really, like, if this one doesn't have any kind of Jedi involvement, then no, because
Boba Fett, Mandalorian, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, Boba Fett,
like, I don't know, man. Like, unless you read the books and read the comics and followed everything outside of it, well, up until, I guess, the prequels. Yeah. Even with the prequels, like, Boba Fett wasn't a huge character. In the prequels, he was a child. And then in the original ones, he was just background fodder, really. He captured Han Solo, but he didn't do too much. Like, he didn't have, like, a good fight scene or anything. And so, like, I don't know. Like, his armor was sweet. He had so much potential. Like, Kylo Ren in my world had so much potential. They built from the beginning to end, he sucked, and then by the end, he was good, and people noticed who he was. He took over he captured Han Solo, hired by whatever the fuck, and then they kill him. But in this case, people loved him so fucking much, and they tied him into the fucking prequels that, like, you know, he became, like, way cool. Like, I think he's cool. He's a cool character, but without Jedi involvement, which it should have, I mean, I don't know. Hopefully the Book of Boba means he's going to be going through maybe his past adventures, what has been happening between people thinking he died and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But otherwise, like, I don't know. I mean, I'll check it out a little bit.
I'll check it out.
It could be cool. They canceled the main Star Wars, whatever, so.
That was announced on Disney Plus Day. And I know that you kind of took advantage of Disney Plus Day, right? You happened to see a movie that was released on Disney Plus Day, and that is Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. What'd you think?
Dude, it was good.
It's good, right? I liked
it. Yeah, it is really good.
Yeah.
One thing about martial arts movies is that they
I know you're getting that. Yep.
Art and fighting and... Though video games that are Japanese oriented, it takes me out of it when they do it.
Yeah.
But in this case, and in all of, you know, that kind of cinema, it goes, and they didn't fuck it up at all. Like, even the fight scenes that seem like they're not supposed to be art, was artistic. They were all like, there was something about every single fight in that movie was that was just like, it was good looking, and it wasn't like forced. It wasn't just like taking you out of the movie. Like it was like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon type shit. Like it just fit. Like it fit. Like seeing a goddamn dragon fit. Like I wasn't like, oh, this is stupid.
It was so cool.
It fucking fit.
Because they went to the magical. It's a different universe, or not a universe, but a dimension, if you will, something like that. Talos, right? Or Talos, or what was it called?
I don't remember.
Or wait, no, that's the character's name from. Never mind. I can't. I think maybe I'm right. Whatever.
I don't remember the name of it. But it was like a magical land.
Yeah, but they had all those like magical like animals and stuff. It kind of reminded me of Pokemon. I was like, is this Pokemon? Like all of a sudden,
it was cool looking though. It's still like, and when you saw like the Jeeps, what it reminded me of when the Jeeps came, when they came to invade, it reminded me of Roger Rabbit. Like I felt like they were in like the Toon world. But it's still like it funny. Didn't take it out for me. Like it was just like it was just bright. They didn't fuck it up with the animation or anything.
I mean, like, I thought the new actor, the guy who played Shang-Chi, is excellent. Is very good. I'm very much looking forward to see how they're going to tie it in with the rest of the MCU. You know, Awkwafina is just hilarious. So I thought the comedy was right on. It wasn't like overpowering. It was like what a Marvel comedy is. You know what I mean? It's so, like an Ant-Man, you know.
I didn't go back, but Ben Kingsley's character, like in Iron Man, he was they were telling him that he was Wei Long or whatever his name is, like that's who he was supposed to be,
right?
In Iron Man, that's what he said in this movie. He said that he was posing pretty much as Shang-Chi's father,
right?
And he was supposed to have the 10 rings, like the Mandarin in the comic book has 10 rings, but actually like rings on his hands. But not rings, and then like it was just fake. So like that's why he was like, you were supposed to be me or some shit like that, or that's that was cool.
And he's pretty much the jester now.
Yeah, it was really neat how they like tied that into everything.
Well, since we're talking about it, we got to talk about the final scene at the end. We got to see Bruce Banner as not. The Hulk or Professor Hulk or whatever. He's obviously his arm is still in a sling. I don't know. What was your take on that?
Well, so his arm, this is the first time his arm's been in a sling, right? We haven't seen it.
It was right? No. It was in a sling when he was Professor Hulk.
It was. Okay.
For sure. Go back and watch Endgame. You'll see what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah. From the burn, from the glove.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that the same hand?
Yeah, the right arm.
All right.
Yeah, because that's what the gauntlet goes on the right hand.
Yeah. All right, okay. I was wondering why he looked so old.
I mean, he's older.
But like, I don't know. He just looked old. I didn't know that that's how his arm got messed up. So I was like, well, where's the Hulk then?
Yeah.
But I think it's funny that, well, for one, he's in the movie, and Abomination's in the movie.
Yep.
But Abomination is kind of like a good guy.
How about his fight versus Wong?
Yeah, he's being trained by Wong.
Yeah.
Wong wouldn't train him to fight. Why would he train him to fight?
I don't know.
So he's being trained by Wong. But then you can get out of this movie real quick and go into the teaser for She-Hulk, where Professor Hulk is still there, and his arm's fine.
Yeah.
I thought.
I don't know.
Unless
it's a prequel,
And then I like how they don't like they call upon him because they don't know about the rings at all. Nobody knows about the rings. So that's sweet. It's gonna be very like it's gonna be important. Like it's gonna be important.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be sweet.
I'm excited. I think that new series it's really gonna be good. It's obviously setting the tone for Phase 4 of the cinematic universe. So, it's good. I'm looking forward to that. So,
I still haven't seen Black Widow.
That's okay. I'm not mad at you. You're fine. You totally can. It's a great action flick.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Yeah. So, real quick, on the website, gamefixshow.com, Gina posted a Pokemon Center holiday gift guide. So if you are so inclined as far as Pokemon, go check it out. Like hats and gloves and just holiday stuff with Pokemon on it. So
pajamas?
Well, probably.
With a butt flap?
Probably.
Nice.
I don't know. So, all right. All right. Anything else with video games? We can move on from that. You got anything else?
But I love video games. I know you do.
No, but there's not much going on, like, other than what we talked about. But speaking of video games, because that's what we do, the new series teaser was just shown through Paramount Plus, coming at some point next year, is the new Halo series. I'm interested. I am interested. I'll probably at least watch the first episode to see how they did it. But I don't know, man. I don't really care about Master Chief that much.
It's because they had a handful of moments to do something, and instead they did something else. There's been plenty. There's
good
been
point.
The anime.
Yeah.
There's been the web show, which had no Master Chief, maybe a mention of him. There was even another normal episode thing. It might be on Netflix. It might still be another web show that was about a recruit that was in the USMC or whatever and heard about Master Chief, and nothing really happened. They went into, it was like showing them like training. Never once was there a true like, hey, it's fucking Master Chief is the main character and he's doing his Halo shit.
Yeah.
So they show not only Master Chief, which is very important, but they're also using the original soundtrack and the real music.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I'm going to check it out. Is because okay. they're obviously they've learned their lesson and they're like, dude, let's make this canon as fuck and let's use everything that's in it. Star Wars does it and it's amazing. Like, who gives a shit? Let's stop trying to protect our fucking property and like let them go. But guess what? It might be too late. Because we have many a space marine, we have many a zombie movie.
Yep.
So good luck trying to like top anything. That's the thing. Like, you can't even make your video game better. The movie, if it sticks with the video game thing,
well,
it's going to be the same fucking thing.
The series.
Look, I'm going to see a real life fucking Needler now. Well, the graphics are probably going to be even better on the Series X anyway than the TV show that's on Paramount. So, I mean, like... That's I don't cool, know. Though. I'll check it out. I'm not, my hopes, like, I have zero hopes. Okay. I expect not to even watch the rest of it.
Oh, okay, cool. I mean, I haven't even watched any of the Witcher series, and I've been told by multiple people that it's really good. And I'm like, because I just wasn't really into the game. Like, I really tried to be into the game. I sat down three different occasions to, like, really try, and I just couldn't get into it. It was just like, this is not for me. So, I feel like that's kind of where I'm at with that. Same with the Book of Boba Fett. I'm kind of, like, on the same page with that, too. Like, we'll see. If it's good.
Yeah.
If it's good, I'll keep watching it. But, yeah, I don't know. But I feel like they need to nail it. For this to be good, they need to nail it. That's it. If they don't nail it, it's just going to be another one of those shows that kind of.
Yeah, I think they will. They've done good with Star Wars. The Star Wars and the, I mean, all of the shows that are coming out on Disney are like, that's probably why they can afford to be like, you know what? Let's not go through with this fucking full feature Star Wars movie right now, because they do have so much shit. Obi-Wan fucking coming out is going to dominate.
Yep.
Obi-Wan, having Obi-Wan. And as long as it is how they're saying it's going to be, like, it's generally a sequel that's bridging the prequels to the original.
Mm-hmm.
And that's amazing, because in that is the Star Wars universe. It's not the Mandalorian universe or anything. It's a fucking Star Wars. So you're going to see Jedi. You're going to see droids. You're going to see everyone, because you're going to see people like Bosk. Like, this is a chance for Mace Windu to come alive, to come back and like prove he's not dead, because Samuel L. Jackson's all over the fucking place on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Like, why not? Everything can happen, and this is actually the show that could possibly make the sequels better.
Ooh.
By how they can twist things into foreseeing the Emperor maybe learning and teaching and getting more into like how they were just able to heal each other. but never, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, explain stuff like that, because outside...
Correct me if I'm wrong, but we've only seen on screen a Jedi healing twice, right? Is that right?
Just in the sequels, yeah.
Oh, like didn't Obi-Wan do it? I thought maybe, I don't know what I'm thinking.
No. He would have healed. Why, like, people would be like, why didn't he heal? Like, why didn't Anakin heal Padme? Why didn't Obi-Wan, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so no, like, it was, and maybe in, like, outside of the cinematic universe, because, like, that whole link with Rey and Kylo Ren, you know, touching and sharing objects, like, outside of the cinematic universe, you're like, what the fuck? Are they just making shit up now? But when you read into it, like, there is a connection and there is meaning to it. They just threw it in the fucking
explaining it. I'm like, wait, does that happen before?
Yeah,
like,
and it's meaningful and it means something, but it's like, and then they all of a sudden kill fucking Kylo. So then it's like, why did you even use that? Because I learned about how important this is, and you killed it. So yeah, but anyways, yeah, it's gonna be a good series, Obi-Wan. Then you got the Ahsoka, which all those Clone Wars people are gonna shit their pants because that's gonna tie that into
that's
everything.
Pretty cool. That's actually pretty cool. I'm not really into the Clone Wars, but I understand what kind of happened. I know the story at least, and I know people love the character Ahsoka. So like, I want to see more of that. Yeah,
all three, Boba, Ahsoka, and Obi-Wan, all three of them could end up having interconnecting stories. Because they could, if Boba is actually like a book of his past, like Adventures of Boba Fett, like it could tie into all of them tie in.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You're gonna see Vader possibly in every single one of these series.
That's cool.
Hayden Christensen Vader.
Yes. So, you know, like, so before Vader, in other words,
you're gonna see him half Vader, half Anakin, burned to a crisp, half robot, pissed as fuck.
That's fair. I mean, you couldn't have described it any better. I feel like pissed as fuck. Yeah. No, that's cool. Looking forward to that. The next thing I want to talk about, and I'm sure you're looking forward to this. I am as well. I like a good Predator movie, just like the next guy, or gal. You know, they can like him. But they just announced from 20th Century Studios the Predator prequel. Called Prey, we got one picture, one photo. It's pretty much all we got. And it's just, it looks like a photo of some, like tribes, like a tribe member or something like that. Like really, like real far back in time. And then the shadow of Predator standing behind the character. I don't know. Can you even expect anything from this? Do you expect anything from this?
I think that it's so risky calling it Prey.
Why?
So like, because if you didn't see the poster, you wouldn't have no idea.
Yeah.
If no one tells you about Predator and tells you it's a Predator movie and you don't see the poster and know that's a Predator behind, you'd kind of like, you know, you what wouldn't know unless you really went into it.
That's fair.
Now, Predator, Predator 2, Predators, the Predator, like, you know what it's going to be about, just like aliens. But then there's Prometheus, and Prometheus was their lesson learned, because then they're like, oh shit, the next one, let's call it Aliens Covenant.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't Aliens Prometheus. It's risky, but I think it's clever. It can show maybe a different direction that they're going. I have no idea where they're going, because I don't know how awesome it can be that far back in time with a Predator. It's almost like when Aliens and Predator come out, you have to have a human, because you need, or else it's going to be a silent flick. You don't even know what the fuck they're talking about. So, I mean, I'm intrigued. Like, for sure. Like, Predators are definitely cool to me, and mainly because they're in the Alien universe, like officially, which is, I think, one of the best things that ever happened to this day ever.
Right.
Was officially taking two and making them into one fucking universe.
It's pretty cool. Because it totally makes sense. That would, like, oh, that makes complete sense. Why not? And then, of course, you know, obviously the Predator versus Alien versus Predator movies and all that, which was pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I think I'm more of a Predator fan than I am Alien fan. I will admit that. Although that Predator video game is not great.
It's okay. It's one. It has a huge learning curve, and that's the issue. Just right. like Friday the 13th.
It's like, oh, I could rub mud on me? Oh, okay, I can do that.
I had to look on the fucking internet to figure that out.
Like, how to do it?
Someone next to me, and I'm like, what the fuck? This wasn't in the tutorial. And I looked, and I'm like, oh, all you got to do is look down at mud, and something will pop up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like sitting there looking, I'm like crouching, I'm pushing every button, I'm throwing grenades at the ground and shit. Like,
you're like, ah, I'm dead. All right, that's fine.
Why didn't the mud should have at least splattered at that point?
Oh, yeah. It's like... Yeah, so... Yeah, well, look forward to that. Prey. Obviously, there's no release date. We don't know. We don't know. Another thing, actually, and this was reported by Mike on the website, gamefixshow.com. In 2023... X-Men 97 will be on Disney Plus. Obviously the original X-Men series is already on Disney Plus. But yeah, so we're going to get the 97 cartoon of X-Men. Are you excited?
Which one is that? X-Men the Evolutions one or the one where they're in school? I thought they were continuing I thought it meant they were like they were continuing the old one that we knew about. You know how they have the X-Men animated series right now on Disney?
Yeah.
I thought they were going to like do more.
Or maybe
I didn't know there was more.
See, I'm confused. Is this the actual, is that series? I've never heard it referred to as X-Men 97. Have you?
Yeah, me either.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's like 100 years from now.
Yeah.
They should make another movie.
I agree.
We see Moon Knight. What do you think about that? Do you see that?
I have not. Wait, Moon Knight.
A lot of Moon Knight, the teaser's out there. And I mean, a lot of people are saying it's just like, it's not bad. It's just like,
Right.
Batman.
Like, oh, you know Marvel's what? Batman. Yeah. Somebody sent it to me and I just didn't get a chance to look at it yet. That's cool. I'm gonna check that out after the show. And is it it's Ethan Hawke, right?
No, it's the dude who is Poe in
Oscar Isaac. Okay. But I thought Ethan Hawke was in it. Maybe I'm not right.
I don't know. Also the She-Hulk. Biggest thing about the She-Hulk teaser was that the Hulk was in it, the real Professor Hulk. So that's cool. Obviously, I mean, it's just another like, hey, they're using the real fucking people, like the real cinematic. This is 100% tied in like they do. And that was cool to see.
Okay.
And then Secret Invasion's teaser. Did you see that? Mm-mm. 2 seconds of just Nick Fury with one eye. Like, I haven't seen Captain Marvel yet, but like the Secret Invasion ties into that because it just shows... You know, it shows fucking Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
What's his name? Nick Fury. But that's it. So, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, obviously, we're going to see more and more as we go. But, yeah, I'm actually looking at the Moon Knight trailer right now. Obviously, there's no audio. But, yeah. All right, cool. Yeah, I'm in. But it's a series, right? It's a series, yes.
Yeah, series.
Okay. Cool. They're saying the series consists of 6 40 to 50 minute episodes and will premiere in 2022. I'm interested. I'll give you that. I'm interested. So, the last thing on my list it has to do with the MCU, and this is I think it's a rumor at this point. We don't really know exactly, but announced that they're saying as far as the next Black Panther, they did say that they are not recasting from T'Challa's character, but it looks like Winston Duke. Who played his friend? What's his
name? Yeah, I know who you're talking about too.
I can't remember his name now.
The guy with the skin cape. Animal skin cape.
Yeah, he's the first one that challenged him to the throne. Or, you know, and and didn't win.
So that's cool. I think they would actually write it.
They're saying that he will be the next Black Panther.
And they're going to write that into the story.
Correct.
They're not taking that character. Nope. Yeah, that's cool.
M'Baku. That's the name of it.
Like, of all the whole, like, I mean, whether it's supposed to be shocking or not, like, kind of like gender bending everything, Shuri as the Black Panther, I think, would have fucking been so awesome.
I agree.
Completely. I
was like hoping that was like a thing. Although, yeah. I heard some stuff. Link told us that she's an anti-vax. So I'm guessing that's why she's not.
Yeah, but they used her voice in Disney Plus and stuff.
I understand that.
Oh, but in the movies and stuff, that's why she's not. Well, tough shit for her, I guess.
Tough shit. I mean, I mean, but it's a little unfortunate for us too, I think. Yeah. Right?
This is going to be weird though, because I mean, I don't read the comics after a certain time period, yeah. So I don't even know if this has never happened. That's weird, because then they're kind of like off the cuff in this shit. There's no structure to a story, you know, but maybe if anybody knows, like maybe they, in the comic books at some point, this has happened. You know what I'm saying? Cause like everything they have, they have kind of like a skeleton, even though they could do whatever they want and blend whatever. There's always things that they pull, references that they pull from, like storylines. Having a character written to take over for another character is like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
it's a big undertaking.
Just like if Peter Parker took over for Iron Man in the cinematic universe, that's just like, that's almost like, geez, I don't even know if I'd watch that.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird.
I mean, he kind of is.
Yeah, I mean,
kind of.
Yeah, you're right.
But he's not a genius like Tony Stark. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, he's never going to be Iron Man. It's never, he'll be the Iron Spider. But not Iron Man. Yeah. No.
Iron Boy.
No, or Iron
Boy. Iron Lad.
I am Iron Boy. Yeah. I said that was the last one, but I actually have one more.
Oh.
We talked about it a few weeks back, and that's really the only reason why I'm going to bring it up now, is apparently The Rock said that he's no longer, I know we get to talk about The Rock twice in one show, The Rock is no longer going to be a part of the Fast and Furious universe. Like, he's done. Like, I'm out. Whatever. Okay, so he pretty much said, like, you know, that's never going to happen, whatever, because apparently Vin Diesel, like, said that, like, his acting has been getting better or something like that. Like, dude, really? That's where you're going to go? That's fine. It just turned out that Vin Diesel posted on his Instagram this message. Would you like me to read it?
Yes.
Okay. Should I read it like Vin Diesel? No, I won't do that.
If you can, read it like The Rock.
I don't even know. How would I even do that? No, see, Vin Diesel is just, you know, you just got to kind of like, you know, whatever. He says, my little brother, Dwayne, the time has come. The world awaits the finale of Fast 10. As you know, my children refer to you as Uncle Dwayne in my house. There is not a holiday that goes by that they and you don't send well wishes. But the time has come. Legacy awaits. I told you years ago that I was going to fulfill my promise to Pablo. I'm not sure Pablo. Pablo, come back to Florida.
Paul Walker.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not his. What are you talking about?
Spanish for Paul.
Oh, maybe that's what. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I swore that we would reach the manifest, the best fast in the finale, that is 10. I say this out of love. But you must show up. Do not leave the franchise idle. You have a very important role to play. Hobbs can't be played by no other. I hope that you rise to the occasion and fulfill your destiny.
Is that real?
That's real.
Is he trying to be like a dick?
I have no idea.
Like, maybe just oblivious and honestly doesn't mean harm when he says those things.
I feel like if I was The Rock, I'd be like, you know what? No, I'm not doing it now. Like, I am completely not doing it now. But I don't know. I mean, obviously money talks, so we'll see how that goes. But yeah.
Show up just to die.
Called him out. Yeah, Vin Diesel called him out on Instagram. So there you have it.
That's so stupid.
So stupid.
Has Vin Diesel ever been on WWE?
That's a great question. I don't think so.
So call him out.
Yeah. Like, well, I'll meet you in the ring or something like that. Dude, and they should do it at AEW. I would totally be down with that.
He comes in with a fucking a car.
Yeah.
Like, Stone Cold would come with like a milk truck or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember Fred Durst's intro in
the car, the caddy or something would come in, the lowrider.
And he would do like a backflip and end up in the back seat or something like that. Yeah. It's like, what? Yeah. So, yeah, maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do that. So, well, that's it. That's all I have. Anything else you want to cover or talk about? You can talk about it. You can talk about anything you want. You got feelings? Talk about it.
Oh, yeah. I'll give a shout out to Kevin. Stopped by. We did the Cleveland Gaming Classic.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention it. Thank you. Yeah.
Our buddy Tom's show. And this dude walks by, and I'm just like, hey, what's up, man? He's like, hey, I follow you. I'm like, what? But he's like, no, I follow your podcast. And that was cool. Like, he never said anything.
What's his name's show, Kevin?
His name's Kevin. He had a kid, dude. So, Kevin, what's up? I remember you. I want to say hi to Mike. He was our neighbor. He, like, helped watch the booth because I was by myself. The dude, he works for gooddealgames.com. They don't pay me. he listen to this. He publishes and develops or produces new games for classic consoles.
Oh.
So they'll take a game like Mortal Kombat and develop a game just like it for the Atari 2600 and for the Intellivision. And they That's make cool. ports that never existed for classic games. And he pays for them to be developed and all this stuff. And he puts them out there. And I guess he's like a professor of video games and absolutely someone I think we should have on the show.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. And then, okay. What's up? Jimmy G is his partner in crime.
Jimmy G.
Yeah. He has a $1,700 Nintendo.
Did you meet Master Pacina? Or
yes,
or
I said Perry hi to him. Hoskins. I was like, hey, you were on our podcast, and I don't know whether he remembered, but he was cool. I didn't meet Carrie, though, because I didn't have time. But yeah, dude, it was packed.
Good, it was good. Packed. I'm so happy for Tom.
It was a really good show. It was like, it was way bigger than their last live show. So they just plan on getting even bigger. And they're doing it right because there's things to do. There's things to do with this show. So when you're having a raffle at 6:30, and this is just saying, like, in general, like, have things to do for people that want to wait for them, that thing. I mean, sure, they're going to wait no matter what. If it's an Xbox 6:30, you're just going to make them happier if there's stuff to do. And lately, the shows we've been doing have been having those arcades for people to hang out at.
Oh, yeah, like the one in Columbus. We had that big arcade that was, like, out front there that was, like, pretty sweet. Yeah.
Yes, they had the same thing going here. They had consoles galore. Tours. They had celebrities. There was food. The bar was open. It was, like, they did such a good job.
Awesome.
Like, this is one of those ones that you could actually come and hang out at. It was 100% worth it. Like, there was totally people 10, 20 times making rounds because they're just having fun.
Well, Tom, and we've had Tom on the show before too, obviously, and we did his show last year when it was like digital, but Tom is a hell of a visionary. You know what I mean? Like he can, and he loves video games. So like it's, it's really cool. So when it comes back next year, I will definitely try to be there.
I'll definitely maybe try.
I mean, you know, duty calls, you get that, but I'm glad you were there, though. I'm glad you got to see it. So, yeah. So big shout out to the Cleveland Gaming
Classic.
Oh,
tons of cosplay. I'm going to send you, after the show, I'm going to send you a picture of the greatest penguin you've ever seen. Why, you ask? Because the person who did it was not a fan of the penguin, but they were a fan of Danny DeVito.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Well, that made
why don't costume. You don't just send it to me? Why don't you post it on Facebook too? So everyone else can see it too. All right. But that's pretty much all we have. Thank you so much. If you're watching live, that's awesome. We appreciate it. If you downloaded the show, thank you even more because the downloads actually help the show the most. So, there's a couple places you guys can find us. The website gamefixshow.com, top right hand corner, you have all of our social medias, so click, follow, subscribe, like, we really appreciate that, as well as our Patreon, and we gotta update that, we gotta get to that. Verlaine, tell them what they can get if they become a supporter of the show via Patreon.
Not only do you get high fives and hugs where acceptable. And the podcast and everything you hear and download is always going to be free, but this is going to give you a little bit more access to us and like backstage access when we have celebrities on. We record, you know, the audio of us getting ready for the show, which could be 15 to 30 minutes of us bantering with these people. And it's really cool to listen to when these guys aren't, you know, doing a show, when we're just shooting the shit with them.
Yeah.
You know, we do random giveaways. When you see us live, you get free stuff. You get discounts on our other stuff. And then when you hit that top tier, you actually start influencing the show. You can recommend topics. You can recommend guests. You can find us guests. You could challenge us to things. Bocephus is probably number one for doing that.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. And, you know, you keep it realistic and, you know, you're really going to be pretty much a co-producer because we will take everything you say into consideration. If you're going to want us to talk about stupid shit, then obviously no, but we'll still think it's funny.
I mean, but yeah, definitely. Obviously it comes down to us to make sure that it fits the show. That's really it, right? I mean,
yeah.
There's really not a lot you could request that probably we would say no to.
We'll
right?
do everything.
Yeah, we'll pretty much do it. Well, not everything.
Yeah, so that's it. Patreon.com/GameFixShow. Or you can go to GameFixShow.com and you'll see that. And then, you know, everything is welcome. But still, everything that you see now is free.
Yeah. In other words, I got at least give a shout out to Bocephus because he sent me the story about the Smash Brothers director buying the Xbox Series X. So I didn't get a chance to see that. So he did bring that to our attention. So I wanted to give him at least credit for it. Yeah, I know. There you go. There and it was great. And I put it in the show. There you have it. So yeah. and then he says Xbox is beginning to enter its golden age with Game Pass and its acceptance into Japan. Ooh. Yeah. He's right though. So. Mm-hmm. All right. So again, thank you so much for watching and listening, and we really do appreciate all of it. And we will see you next week. So there's only one thing left to do, and that's this.
Oh shit. Here we go again.
See ya.
I love you.
Adios, turd nuggets.
Well, hey, podcast listener, my name is Vince, and I'm the host of a show called The RR Show. It stands for Reddit Readings. We're going to sit down twice a week, and I'm going to bring you the most entertaining stories from all of the best subreddits that exist online. Things like malicious compliance, petty revenge, hey, lady, I don't work here. Oh, there's so much more. Lots of great stories and things you won't believe. Like the one time this dude was caught in a bathroom with his friend and he was slapping them because that was the only way that he could actually legitimately help them. A mall cop comes in with a taser. Oh, yeah. The rest is history. It's going to be fun. There is, I don't know, I got like 20 seconds left, so I don't got much more time to tell you another story. But just join me on The RR Show. It's from Evergreen Podcast, produced in partnership with Wessler Media. So The RR Show. Wherever you get podcasts, subscribe today. And it's like an adult story time. Let's hang out together. The RR Show. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts.